I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says his office is investigating reports of potential voter fraud in the second voided election for State House District 28 in Northeast Georgia. State Representative Dan Gassaway lost to Chris Irwin in the original Republican primary last May, but a judge found that election was marred. In a new election in December, Gassaway lost by 2 votes. But last week, the judge ruled 4 people voted improperly in the do-over election and ordered a third round of voting. A new election date has not yet been set. Congressman Rob Woodall says he won't seek re-election in 2020. The Republican, who represents parts of Forsyth and Gwinnett counties, was re-elected to a third term last fall by fewer than 450 votes. Woodall said in a statement Thursday that he wanted to announce his exit as early as possible. A spokesman for his Democratic challenger, Carolyn Bordeaux, said she plans to run for Woodall's open seat in 2020. A group of Democratic lawmakers wants to raise Georgia's minimum wage and stop employers from using salary history when making hiring decisions. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Legislation introduced this week would raise the state's minimum wage from $5.15 to $15 an hour. Senator Donzella James says Georgia's current rate forces people to make tough choices.
Will my lights be cut off and I feed my family the rest of the time? This is terrible for people who are working to have to make those kind of decisions.
James says the hourly wage would rise gradually to $15 over the next 5 years. The group of lawmakers also wants employers to stop paying new employees based on what they used to make, saying it could prevent them from achieving financial growth. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
3 U.S. Marines pleaded guilty this week to federal conspiracy charges for their role in stealing ammunition and explosives from Naval Submarine Base Kings Bay on Georgia's coast between 2010 and 2014. WJXT reports Caleb Anderson, Kyle Claspy, and Sean Reardon have not been sentenced. Austin Cross has already pled guilty on the same charge and faces 5 years in prison. 2 other Marines still await trial. And an Atlanta woman will soon break ground in military aviation, as GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
First Lieutenant Andrea Lewis will soon be the first black woman to ever deploy as a pilot with the Georgia Air National Guard. Lewis flies with the military's J-STARS Aerial Reconnaissance Program out of Robins Air Force Base in Warner Robins. In her day job, she's a Delta flight attendant, just like her mother. But Lewis says it was her dad who inspired her to fly.
My dad had actually passed away at the end of 2010, and he was a pilot, and so I started flying to feel closer to him.
The Air Force will only say Lewis is deploying to Southwest Asia, a region the J-STARS have been flying over more or less nonstop since 9/11. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks fell to the Toronto Raptors last night by a score of 119-101. Taurean Prince and Trae Young both led the Hawks in scoring with 19 points each. Atlanta will look to pick up a win tomorrow night when they host the New York Knicks at State Farm Arena. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.